All right, I have a short scripture today. You ready? So the scripture that I have this morning is short, but we're going to talk about it for a few minutes. You ready? Paul is talking to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And the Corinthians have written him a letter and asked him questions. And in this verse, he's actually quoting back a part of their letter, then responding to it. Okay? So here's what it says. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. Did you catch that? The law might say, yeah, you can get away with that one, but it doesn't mean it's the best thing to do. We're supposed to have something called a higher calling. And when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, he made comments like, Moses said, do not kill. But I say, if you hate in your heart, you've already committed murder. So he was comparing the law to himself and showing that the law, although perfect and holy, was inadequate for life. It didn't bring life. And he's showing the difference. And so here we see Paul doing a very similar thing, saying it's permissible to hate your brother as long as you don't kill him. But Jesus says, no, if you hate him, you've already committed murder in your heart. He's making a distinction. So Paul is making the same distinctions. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. And here he's talking to a people who just realized they don't have to live by that law anymore. If they're led by the Spirit, there is no law. Because the Spirit will never lead you to get on the edge of, well, is it if I'm breaking the law or not? The Spirit keeps you way away from that fence, right? Remember when we talked about the law being a fence at a cliff? Do you remember that? Okay. So Paul's talking to people that have found that freedom in Christ, but he's saying just because things are lawful, just because you can get away with it, doesn't mean it's the best thing to do. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Again, he's stressing the building up versus tearing down. When you speak to someone, are you building them up or tearing them down? When you are talking about them when they're not present, are you building them up or tearing them down? Just because they're not there to hear it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. Because we know in those dimensions that we can't perceive, it matters a lot. Even if they're in another county, another state, it doesn't matter. What you speak about them does matter.
Okay, and we're to
build up and not tear down.
So we come home from some whatever and you say, how'd it go? Well, what if it went terrible? Because this one person was saying bad words the whole time and doing inappropriate stuff and then trying to get you to do it. And so then you're not supposed to talk bad about them or anything.
Well, that's an extremely good question. And I'm glad you asked it. Sean, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You heard the question, right? Okay. So here's what I want you to know about this. Say you come home from something and you were with other kids, like a scouting event. And there was foul language used and things that said or done that were inappropriate. And you know they were inappropriate. So you come home and we ask you, how did it go or whatever. Now you have a dilemma. I don't want to tear this person down, but I really need to report this to my parents. It's all about the heart. Janie, we're ignoring cats, right? It's hard, I know, but we must. It's your self-controlling practice.
What's so funny?
Just life is good. Life is wonderful in the Lord. I giggle all the time. Okay, so if you're coming to tell mom or dad about something that happened, then it's one thing to say, well, such and such was blah, 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 and you're just kind of complaining about them. It's another to say, Mom, I'm very concerned for such and such because this is what they did. And would you help me to pray for them? I'm concerned about them. Do you think you need to talk to their parents? I don't want them to be caught in that. To give a report of what happened? Well, yeah, you might just say, well, yeah, to give a report of what happened. It's all about the heart of your report. If you're complaining in your report, then the heart's bad and that's tearing down. If there's not the complaining and you're just giving a report, there's nothing wrong with that. But the heart should be to realize the state that they're in and the danger they're in and to want to do something to help them. And asking your parents, is there anything that can be done on our part? It might just be praying. Sometimes mom or dad might say, yeah, we're going to go talk to the parents. Sometimes we'll say, we're going to seek the Lord and see what he wants us to do. Sometimes we just let it go, but we pray for them, right? If it happened and you happened to be in earshot, then God might have intended that so that you would be, maybe he's calling servants to pray for them and nobody's answering the call, but you could be the one that answers the call. It might be no accident that you heard or saw what you did because God wants a servant that would try to walk that kingdom purpose and the whole situation. So how about decisions about what you do? Thanks for that good question, Janie. I really like that question. Here, this is talking about what you do and decisions that you make. So when you're making decisions, if you're asking, well, is it sin? Well, that's a good question and that's a great place to start. But it's not the right place to be. Because it might not be sin, but it might still not be beneficial for you. Is it a sin to go eat 10 chocolate cookies? It's not a sin, unless maybe you want to get into the sin of gluttony. It could be sin. But is it beneficial for you? Is it the wise thing to do? Just because you can, does it mean you should? You have to seek the Spirit to know what's the right things to do. If some kids are going to go do something and maybe it's not sin, but something doesn't feel right. Excuse me. Something doesn't feel right about it to you. You might not be able to peg it to Scripture as sin, but do you have to go and do it? If it doesn't feel right to you, you can say, no, I'm going to go do something else. Thanks for inviting me. And choose not, because you should be asking the Spirit always what you're supposed to do. And when the Spirit's leading you, he's going to lead you into different places where even things that are permissible, you're not going to choose to do them because you know they're not going to benefit you in your spirit. Mind, body, and spirit. Where's the benefit? Is it building you up or tearing you down? The 10 chocolate cookies might be tearing you down physically in your body. It might not hurt your spirit or your mind, but it could hurt your body. Does that make sense? I'm not getting any answers.
Yes.
Are you comfortable with what I'm saying? Okay, Sean, how about you, buddy?
Mom.
Sean? Mm-hmm. I'm not getting any answers from you. Are you listening?
Yes.
And what do you think about what I just said?
I think I like chocolate chip cookies.
I understand. Is that all you got out of this?
No.
Okay, just making sure. Janie, did you have a question or a comment?
Because you just said about you don't want to say bad things about people or say that someone did bad things, even if they're not in front of you. But every time we come home from, like, scouting thing or anything, Dad's always like, so did everybody behave themselves?
Okay, different. You go to your friends and go, I was at the scouting, or you go to your scouts next time and say, did you hear what happened at the camp? Did you hear what such and such did? Could you hear what they did? That's the kind of thing we're talking about. Children are supposed to come to their parents when there's issues that they know aren't right. That's a different deal. But to go and talk about somebody to somebody else is what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, if you come home and you're just complaining, that person did this and that, and this and that. I got so sick of it. I just wish they would just blah, 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 blah. Now that's complaining. You need to check your heart. You need to report to your parents, but you got to check your heart, because everything should be done in godliness. So even in reporting to your parents, you want to be walking in godliness in the way that you go about it, because it's all about the heart. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Does that make a difference? Do you understand the difference now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that you brought that up again. I want to make sure that you're very clear. You guys good? Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. That's the end of today. Thank you.